Family First, we're speaking.
Yes, hi. I just got a call from your number. I guess it was Mimi trying to reach me.
Oh, okay. Actually, is this Janice?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Hi. Okay, my name is Ruth. I was actually calling you in regards to the paperwork. So I see you spoke with Mimi before.
Yeah, actually, I just spoke with my... you know, my girlfriend's, care provider from Keystone First, and I told her to give me a call, you know, so they can work it out. Because she said that she already put the paperwork through, she just needs the name of the agency. So I guess she's going to give me a call.
Okay.
And they're going to go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have her direct phone number?
Yeah, she gave it to me. It's 267 something, extension 142.
Extension 142. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I just told, her name's Alexa, I just told her to give Mimi a call.
Okay, sounds good.
She said I might as well just start the onboarding because, you know, she's already put the paperwork through. It's just she, you know, needs to change the name of the agency. Because the first agency she was going to go with was Home Helpers, because that's the only one I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said that they don't do the, it's a waiver program, apparently. So, she said I might as well get started with the onboarding, so I guess she's going to talk to Mimi today.
Yes, yes, that sounds good. So, yeah, so I guess you want to hear about the onboarding, right?
Yeah, I mean, whatever I need to do.
Yes, so let me explain to you what the process is like. It's pretty simple. So we have a few links, four links that you need to complete, you know, just with application, the I-9, W-4, you know, all these documents.
Okay.
We'll need a TB test, which was done within the last year.
I actually have one done from Marist Grove, like I told Mimi. If I get a copy of that, would that be okay, or do I need a fresh one? It was done
within the last year. That should be fine. Yes, then that should be fine. So
okay.
Just try to get a copy of the results, and then you can send that to me.
Yeah. And then I need some kind of physical?
No, so actually
right?
It does not require a physical.
Oh, okay.
So that's the easy part. You get off with that.
Okay, so I just need the TB proof, and then I need my license and Social Security card, right?
Correct, yes. And then another one thing is that we need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So if you can check, you know, a lot of people have their IDs issued 2 years ago or more, then that's fine. Otherwise,
I have a picture, Bill. Is that okay, or...?
A picture of it? Is it a picture of the original one, or is it a copy?
It's the original one. It's from this month, though. But you need something that proves I've been paying Pico in Pennsylvania for 3 years, or what do you actually need?
Yes, 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just actually shredded all of mine, you know, back from 2 years. So what would I actually need for proof of that?
So it can be anything from an old ID to...
I have plenty of old IDs. I kept them. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect then.
Yeah, so I can send the one with a hole in it?
Yeah, it can have a hole in it, as long as we see all the information on it.
Okay,
not a problem, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's about it. So I'm going to send you a text message with...
All right, because I had told Alexa, that's her name, she works with Keystone First. Is that, like, a company that you guys accept?
Yes. That's
insurance. Awesome. Okay, yeah, because she wasn't sure because she said something about Medicare. Because she also has Medicare, but she has Keystone First.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexa works for Keystone, and she's the consultant for Keystone First.
Mm-hmm.
So if she talks to Mimi, then, you know, everything should be okay, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully hopefully everything should be okay.
Because I can text her back and say that you guys definitely accept Keystone First.
Yes, we
right?
do. We do accept Keystone First.
Okay. And we can set that up today, because the sooner the better, you know, that I can get this set up.
Yeah.
Because I don't like procrastinating. And then, you know, she had done the paperwork Thursday. She was going to send it in Friday, and then... You know, Friday I called Home Helpers, and they never got back to me. So then, you know, they got back to me today, and then I was like, let me find somebody else. Because, I mean, I am familiar with some of the caregivers because I do work, you know, my other job at Erickson Senior Living, and I see home helpers and comfort keepers and visiting angels and family first all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so great. So I'm going to send you a text message with the requirements, and you can just respond
okay.
with pictures of your IDs. And then once you get a hold of the TV, respond with a picture of that. And
okay,
then,
so
you, know,
you want the ID today.
Again?
And then I said you want the ID today, and then whenever I get the TV and all that, then just send that, you know, is
yes.
it a separate link or the same one?
So the IDs you can just send me, just send as a picture text. You don't have to attach it anywhere.
Okay.
You can just text it straight to me, you know, all of it. The links are just
okay.
for the document, for the paperwork, the forms that you need to fill out.
What's that?
The links are just for the forms that you need to fill out.
Oh, okay, okay, got you.
Yes.
So everything can just be texted to you, everything I need, like the TV and the two licenses and the security. Awesome. Yeah, because I'm really bad with email.
Yeah, I know. Text is just easier for a lot of people.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, and if you have any questions, just reach out to me.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Ruth.
Ruth, okay. Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.
Alrighty. You have a great day. All right.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.